everybody.
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And tell them who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of it. Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
You could have just said you were the other host.
I'm the other host. Yeah. Also known as Marcus. I'm Marcus Tanksley, also known as Tank. Also known as Mark Saint on the Gram. This is our second time doing this.
And yeah, the stumbling blocks. And you came out smooth.
I know you can't. You know you can't repeat perfection.
No, oh,
that's a one-time thing.
Oh, I don't think so. You can repeat it.
You know,
Andrew,
you suck. God dang it.
What's wrong with our system? Well, you know what? It's okay. We're just going to use the sound from the mic. All so right. If you're listening to us and we sound different than usual, we're having to use the sound from our camera because my computer is not having a good day. But if this is your first time listening, listen, guys. We have a good time over here.
Right.
Mistakes at all.
Oh, go ahead.
What did you think I said wrong?
It sounded like you said, if this is your first time, listen, guys. Or you
listening,
sound like you were
guys.
Trying to say, okay, all right.
See, Marcus is trying to catch me making a
mistake
because he
mistake.
Made a mistake.
Run it back.
Listen, and these are the things that sometimes cause us to have an argument.
Hey.
You also, if you're not watching us on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, you are hearing my one-year-old, Amar, our one-year-old, who is also the other co-host of this podcast. He is an enemy of progress, and we enjoy him as well as the audience. And if you didn't know, we actually have a live audience. Every episode.
Absolutely.
And they are who we call our immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
The Angel Wings.
Mm-hmm.
The Tanks Riders.
Yeah.
Our Patreon.
What's up?
Okay, they saw us fumble 2 times before we got this. And we fumbled in the third time.
Yeah. They done seen it all.
They saw it and they were just like, wow, this is what they do on a regular basis. So if you want to be a part of our immediate family, you can go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. And for the low low of $5, which is only 16 cents a day, you can sit in our live audience as well as be privy to information and announcements early, get discount codes, and what else do they get? They sometimes get extra content when we're able to shoot more content. So listen, come on over, all right? Marcus?
They see all the behind the scenes.
I just have to find out. Did you notice that you got a pimple?
Yeah, right here.
What happened?
I don't know.
That's not usual for you.
No, it's not. Oily skin.
What?
All this queen shit I've been making.
You think that's what it's from?
Probably. Well, no. No. I don't know.
He got a little pimple, y'all.
Right
like
here.
He a little teenager.
The masks.
Oh, a lot of people have been getting mask acne.
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
I was like, yeah, because I don't be getting, since middle school, y'all. I ain't been getting pimples and stuff. But yeah, I got one popped up right here. That's how much I don't get them, because Angel noticed it right away.
I was like, what is this on your face?
Yeah, from wearing them goddamn masks.
A girlfriend of mine, unfortunately, her acne gets so bad, she gets like cysts that she has to have removed. And
God
she
dang.
Had just had her skin had just kind of like leveled out. And then this whole mask situation, her face was hurting. I said, oh, my God.
Awful.
I bless the Lord because maybe I'm not out of the house often enough. I haven't been getting.
I mean, it's going to clear up because I ain't going to have to be out of the house nearly as much as I was.
Cystic acne. Yes, Ashley Monique knew what I was talking about. Okay, cystic acne. I was just like, oh, bless your heart, girl.
Boy.
If COVID wasn't bad enough, they didn't want to mess with your skin, we rebuke it.
Bad up, Angel, get all the skin compliments. Now I got a pimple over here.
But you get all the other type of compliments, so whatever.
What?
Ooh, Marcus can't work with his hands. Ooh, Marcus is so tall. Ooh, Marcus, he's got the best smile. Ooh, Marcus has got pretty eyes.
Shut up, you say that stuff. Don't nobody say that.
Ooh, Marcus.
Anyway.
So, our podcast, again, if you're just now listening for the first time, is about any and everything.
Absolutely.
Whatever topic we want to talk about. And a lot of times me and Marcus are sitting on different sides of the conversation. Or sometimes he just is being a jerk and so the argument begins. Regardless.
Or what? Angel refuses to face the truth.
Which is
usually
never the case. Never the case. excuse me. Wherever you're listening to us, though, please rate and review us. It makes us more discoverable. Also, come on over and look at us.
Absolutely.
You can go to my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. I'm at 90,000 subscribers. I would love to hit 100,000.
Hit a 100?
I would love to hit a 100,000. A 100,000. It'd make me so happy. So, please subscribe if you come on over now and watch us. We also want to give a shout out to our three sponsors of today. BetterHelp, Care Of, and you know our favorite, Usual Wines.
Usual Wine, what's up?
We're going to tell you more about them, but if you're an avid listener, if this is going to cause an argument,
yeah,
you know Usual Wine and us. We best friends. We go together.
What I am enjoying is about these 50 extra people we got, thinking that this was a here's the thing.
What's so funny.
On this
funny,
live right now.
What is so
thank
funny.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, there's over 220 people watching us currently.
Yeah, it's usually not 50. Maybe it's about 40 extra people in here right now than usual.
So, for those of you all don't know, I am the host of multiple podcasts. A lot of podcasts. I think I have about
where y'all
six
going?
Podcasts. Ain't nobody go nowhere. They still here. I am the host of about six podcasts. Oh, the most popular podcast that I do is Here's the Thing with Kev on Stage, which a lot of the people who watch us on Here's the on Is This Gonna Cause an Argument also watch Here's the Thing, but Here's the Thing has about 10 times the size of our audience. So when I put in my Patreon, we are doing a surprise podcast today. Some people thought that the hiatus that Here's the Thing was on was ending, but no, we're still on hiatus.
Gotcha, bitch.
So we start every podcast with either one of two segments. Tell them.
Either Tanksley Pride or In My Feelings.
Tell them what Tanksley Pride is, even though Tanksley that's not
Pride,
the only one.
Tanksley Pride is the one. It's a segment that we do where we talk about something. We call our boys the Pride, the Tanksley Pride. So something about them, a funny story about them, or progress, or maybe one of them got an ass with me. Never know.
And we have four boys, just in case this is your first time watching us.
Four of them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And if we don't
anything
do Tanksley
you say,
Pride,
I'm going to say four.
Four.
You ask me how many kids I got, I'm going to tell you four.
And if we don't do Tanksley Pride, we do In Our Feelings, which is a segment where we get to talk about what's either got us feeling good, what's got us feeling some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to make sure we cover both because, you know, it's the real. Sometimes things is going real great, and then there's other things that just make you want to slap the crap out of somebody.
Yeah.
So, babe.
Usually the latter for me.
What's got you feeling? What's got you feel like you want to slap the crap out of somebody?
Let me see. Now, something that's got me in my feelings is literally there's no such thing as a common code anymore.
Okay.
Like,
please expand
this time of year. Like, I have allergies. My family has allergies. I didn't develop allergies until I was in my mid-20s. Never had allergies symptoms as far as seasonal until I was in my mid-20s. It was like middle of summer. I started sneezing, couldn't figure out what the heck was wrong with me. Oh, I finally got allergies. And now it no longer happens in the summertime. Now it's more so toward the winter. And that's when I usually get, you know, the typical stuff. The sound stopped up. People like, you sick? Nah, just my seasonal allergies. I can't have seasonal allergies right now because what is it? It's going to be COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And now every little small symptom I get, I'm like, my anxiety is high right now because I'm like, is this COVID?
I mean,
everything is COVID.
We had him tested when he first started feeling.
I've gotten tested, I think, every single weekend this month so far.
He got tested. He got tested 2 Sundays ago. Then we got tested last Friday. Then we got tested again this Friday. And then he got tested on Sunday.
Yeah.
All came back negative.
Everything negatory.
Praise the Lord.
But I'm telling you, like, people's like, did you blow your nose? Yeah, God dang it, it's cold outside. Like, it's like, what am I supposed to do? So that's got me in my feelings a little bit. The fact that it's mentally messing with me now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what?
It mentally messing with me, especially.
Like, I ate a cookie earlier. I'm like, can I taste this?
Oh, my gosh.
Made me nervous. I was like, oh, okay, there
you
go.
Our bathroom smelled like crap. And Marcus didn't realize it. Like, I walked into the room, and I was like, good God. It smells rank in here. And he was like, yeah, earlier it smelled that way, but I didn't smell it when I came in this time. I was like,
yeah, it was potent there. Like, I thought one of the kids had walked in, and I was like, what did you do? I was looking for a diaper. Then I walked in this time, and I was like, I ran to the nearest candle I could find. I
was like, you couldn't smell that. What is going on?
Yeah.
And then he had a headache. That's a COVID ache. Yeah. What is that? But everything keeps coming back negative, so we just believing that it's just the cold.
I can smell stuff, though.
He can smell stuff.
I can taste stuff.
You can?
Yeah.
It ain't COVID. But, I mean, but if anything goes on, it's not even a COVID. No type of sickness exists now.
Yeah.
Because
it's all COVID.
Everything. Marcus was having headaches. I was like, babe.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's a symptom.
What is going on?
Somebody said it's called smell blandness. That's not what it's called. at all. Trust me, I done researched this. Anomia? Anomia? Something like, I don't know. Something like that.
I don't know. You researched it.
I did. I was researching all that crap.
I was just like, oh gosh. Especially because it's right before Christmas. Our Thanksgiving got canceled because of COVID. And I was like, and we were going to have the Fredericks family over.
Yeah.
We weren't having a bunch of folks.
Because we were technically already around them anyway because Angel was filming with Kev
and Melissa. And so that got canceled because of a COVID outbreak. And so we're supposed to be kicking with them, I think, on Christmas Eve sometime soon. And I was like, well, guess that's not happening.
Well, Marcus, guess you ain't going.
I'm going to get tested. I'm going to make sure I'm good. So you sit here, have your good time, maybe drive around in the Mustang.
Exactly what I'll be doing.
Don't get gas, though. Just drive around in the Mustang. Gas.
I already consider COVID is at all the gas stations anyway. Just already know that. Keep your stuff clean. There it is. How you say that? Oh, sorry.
Anosmia.
Yeah, somebody said smell blandness. That sounds like something I made up. So I know it ain't right.
What's got me in my feelings?
Say it.
Why you saying like? Is that last night we found out that the labels?
Oh God.
For Queen Shit, which is literally the last piece of this subscription box, and then they all can go out the door. Every single last one. We found out they were not on their way at all.
Yeah, they were waiting on me to confirm again.
And he didn't know. He missed the email.
Yeah, as soon as I ordered these labels, I started getting like all these promotional emails. So of course I've been ignoring them. And then right after I did confirm, like on the website after all that went through, it said something about confirm. So I confirmed. So every time I saw this email, I'm like, ugh. And then I got new man shit containers coming in. So I'm getting an email note or text message notice about that delivery. It's a lot of stuff happening, y'all. Is it a regular job? Yeah, it's a regular. I have a career outside of doing all of this. So it's a lot of stuff coming in. So then we sitting down there and I'm looking and I'm just like, they tried to deliver these goddamn labels on Friday. Said it needed a signature.
I was like, they did? He was like, yeah, DHL. However, I know whenever something says DHL, that's coming from overseas. Anytime you see DHL. And I was like, are you sure that ain't your man shit containers? And he was like,
yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And then I see that notice from the sticker company. I'm like, they ain't even on their way yet.
I mean, we have been tarrying for these things to get in here. And I was just like, yeah. I mean, just fired up.
And even with that, as excited as I am to finally like get Queen Shit out for people to try, I can't wait until I'm done making these.
Because we've had to make, because I saw the amount of subscription boxes I sold, we had to make a lot. But
yeah.
I have been on him to order the containers because I knew the containers for Queen Shit was going to be the thing that held us up from making it, because we need a place. We can't just store them in a vat. Store the
sure we can.
Butter. In a vat somewhere.
Put it in the backyard.
So
do not put your Queen Shit in the backyard.
So when he finally ordered the containers, you know they don't come quick. So we had to wait like a whole week. So
yeah,
it kept pushing us.
I couldn't even start making it. Yeah,
it kept pushing us out. So I just, so frustrating.
Once they got here, I've been on the road though.
However, what's got me feeling good is that I don't ever give up. I found a printing place here in Los Angeles.
I was going to draw them labels if I had to.
Printing the labels off right now that will be to me this afternoon. So if I can get whatever Marcus has already made. So I would say more than half.
Don't bore them without too much detail.
They want all this.
We need to get to the meat and the potatoes of the episode.
Hold on. More than half of the orders.
Like one of my tank tops.
Will you let me finish?
Why is this too long? It's too long.
Do you not see yay, yay, yay in the comment?
They just like yay. All right.
They not see.
They doing
somebody
what I,
said, shh, Marcus.
They doing what I do. All right, Angel.
No.
Shut up.
So God, more man. Than half will be out the door tomorrow morning. And then potentially once Marcus finishes making the rest, I want to say the last amount could be out tomorrow evening plus Christmas Eve. I don't want any of these subscription boxes in my house at Christmas. And you will be getting your Kev on Stage Studios app code emailed to you on Christmas Day. So you have the option of either redeeming it for yourself or redeeming it for, like, if you wanted to gift it to someone. But the code only works once. So you just got to choose wisely on what you want.
All right, this is no longer in your feelings.
But you know what's got me feeling good is our first sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is really about giving you quality therapy with experienced professionals. Hold on, guys. We are struggling. 2408.
I can't see that.
Okay, 2408. You put your whole hand in front of the camera.
Well, that's all right.
Let's talk about our first sponsor, BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I mean, outside of the hiccups that my husband... Outside of your spouse. Other things keeping you from achieving your goals. Well, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's a professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This is a special offer for Is This Going to Cause an Argument listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
I have said it before and I'll say it again. Seasonal depression mm-hmm. is a real thing.
Absolutely.
And don't just, toss it aside as, oh, I just sometimes get sad at this time of the year. There are people out here that can help you, that can really help you process your feelings, your thoughts, so that you can live a better life and that you don't have to accept just having to feel like crap. You know what I'm saying? Like, throughout the year. Everyone should have the access to be able to live their best life mm-hmm. emotionally and mentally.
Mm-hmm. Keisha.
Listen here. I might as well keep my fingers up to my ears, if that's the case.
Yeah, she's at it again.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Go ahead.
What?
What's got you feeling good?
Oh. Are you done?
Yeah. I said I was done by saying go ahead.
I am excited about these to finally switch everything over on Man Shit. For y'all that don't know, my Man Shit is a beard and body butter that is made by me. It's 100% natural. I make it myself. I use it myself. It is the reason that if you are watching that you see this on my face looking the way it does. So I recently did a whole rebranding, spent a whole bunch of money on that. I'm going to be updating the website. I got new canisters coming in. Labels are, actually the new labels are already on the canisters. I have a scented version finally coming. People have been asking for it. You're going to get the scented version as well. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about Mommy Likes. That's very exciting. Angel's gotten this first subscription box coming out. She's put a lot of work into it. I'm proud of her. You did your thing on that.
Thank you so
much. I'm glad it's done. I'm glad you ain't got to ask me about no more stuff that I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, don't worry. The spring box
My opinion on this stuff.
The spring box is about to be right around the corner. Go ahead.
All right. So it's a lot of things. I'm excited to get 2020 over with, y'all. However, as crazy as 2020 has been, it has been a blessing in a lot of ways, but it's also been a lot of tragedy. I'm excited to get this up and out of the way. Just get it done and over with.
Are you the type that feels like when the new year hits, it's a clean slate? Like you kind of shake off the previous year?
No, I don't shake it off, but it does feel like, not that it's shaken off, but it does feel like another start. Like you're still in the same race, but you just you cross the finish line, but the race ain't over because you got another finish line you got to head toward. Does that make sense?
No, but okay. That would.
It's a multiple point. It's a checkpoint in life.
Checkpoint.
The New Year's is just a checkpoint in life. You cross that, but it ain't over. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So hopefully the next one won't be uphill the whole time.
Yeah.
The next leg of the race. Anyway. Yeah. So this has got me feeling good.
Yeah. I,
how about you? What?
I had gotten excited. I already told him why I felt good. Cause, we gonna have these, what do you call it? Labels in today. So we'll be able to get the boxes out. But, I have a new piece of content dropping on Thursday.
You do?
And I almost forgot about it. And I cannot wait for everybody to see it. I'm excited to shoot it with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you all tried to help me come up with names, but we're keeping the name what it was originally. Crafts and Cocktails.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Marcus was just like, Angel, leave it the way it is.
Because if that was me, you would have been like, Marcus, you focused on stuff that don't even matter.
I mean, it matters.
It matters, but it's just like the name will come. If it's something better comes up, guess what? You can change it.
Crafts and Cocktails. It's going to be, I feel like y'all are going to be cackling. It's going to be your Christmas Eve gift from us and from Kev on Stage Studios. They have gone in to be executive producers with me on this project. Mm-hmm. So half of the episodes will be on my channel and half of the episodes will be exclusively on the Kev on Stage Studios app. And when I say this show is hilarious. I cannot wait to shoot this episode with you.
Go ahead.
So I have really great guests that'll be coming on. I'll be having, as I've said, my husband. I'll be having the usual crew of Tahir and Kev. My homegirl Breesh is going to be rolling through. You know who I should ask, even though he don't drink? Maybe he will.
Tony.
I think Tony might. And I think Tony might
drink some sake.
I think Tony would be hysterical to see Tony get shit-faced. And then do a craft with me.
Just him doing the craft is going to be hilarious enough. Like, I don't need Tony to drink. I just want to see him do the craft.
I'm going
Let
to see.
Let me dabble over here in your arts and your blues.
Well, because especially because I think I'm going to cut the one person. We have one person who has a huge following, but his COVID behavior has not been what I would prefer. Yeah. And even though I know he would get tested for me and all that stuff, it's just one of those things of the likelihood of... I'm going to see. I honestly think Tony would say yes to me now. At one point in time, I thought no, but I think he might. So I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him and we'll see, guys. We shoot the rest of the episodes right after the new year. Literally, right after the new year. We had to keep moving the shoot date because we had a COVID scare, which made us pause. And then I booked a show. What? So my second date had to get pushed because I'm shooting a sitcom. Not going to say what as of yet. After I shoot it, I'll let y'all know. But I'm shooting a sitcom in the new year. Go ahead. You had something on your mind. You said
I don't even remember that.
It was something you were excited about.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Your poor nose is sweating.
Because it's hot in here.
You hot?
It ain't cool. It's a little warm. It's always warm in here. Every time we shot
it. You know,
episode.
Usually I'm hot. I'm not
and
hot.
And you got him on you and you ain't hot?
I'm not hot. That's the reason why I'm looking at you like, what?
Dude, we have never shot in his office and you didn't get hot.
And that is why I'm shocked that you're hot because I am not.
No. What was I going to say? Oh, that's the other thing. I've, in lieu of this whole influencer thing, I just now realized how many conversations I've had about doing different collaborations with people. Mm-hmm. And I just realized there's a lot of stuff in the background going on that I keep forgetting about. Mm-hmm. With like multiple people. I was like, I'm not the one to sit here and say, this is like, Angel takes people on the journey. I show people the result. And it's just the difference. I don't like just talking about it before it happens. But I have had like, I know 5 different people I've talked to about different collaborations on completely different things. I know a lot of y'all have seen Tasting with Tank.
We changed the name.
Yeah, Tasting with Tank, because we feel like that could go to different things, fashion, whatever it may be, different taste on cars, fashion, hats, food. All of that, food. So I know y'all have seen that, but I've also worked like literally 5 other conversations I've had with people on different collaborations, just on different venues altogether. Not venues, what's the word?
Ventures
altogether. So that's got me excited. Moving on.
Why are you yelling? You the one talking.
Because I was shutting myself up. See, I know when I go too long.
No, I was about to delve in a little bit more on Tasting with Tank. You guys, my husband is just over here directing and executive producing his own content, editing it.
Yeah, that's a gift and a curse, a rise and a downfall. Because once I get my mind to set to do something, I'll just do it. Like, I came up with that concept like on a Thursday, and I went and bought everything I needed outside of the bottles because I already got all that. Bought everything I needed on Saturday and started filming Saturday and Sunday or something like that.
Yeah.
No, I did all that Saturday. I went and got everything and filmed pretty much, I think, 5 episodes all together, all on Saturday. And I was like, she was like, well, we can get somebody to edit. Nah, I'm going to edit it.
This is the blessing of it. The blessing of it is that it actually does get done when he's in that mindset. The curse of it is he's so frustrated about everything when it was his idea that he decided to execute in the moment. Angel, why is this thing not? Because it was never set to do anything like
that. Well, it should be.
That's him. Just pissed off.
Technology should do whatever I want it to do, how I want it to do it. And I should be able to figure it out easily. That's technology. That's the point of technology, no, is it not?
No.
Who disagrees? Nobody, exactly. Today's episode.
I promise y'all, and it's... If it wasn't for the fact that I have been married and with this man for so long, I probably would be then cussed him out in the middle of it. But I know that he is just trying to work through whatever he's working through. And so I try to be assistive without being...
Yeah, just sit over here and shut up until I need you. That's all I need to do.
But then you'd be needing me in an attitude.
Then know when I need you, all right? You need to step in before that point. You should know me by now. 16 years in, you know better than that.
And you. And I'll be like, what? How come this thing... Oh, you got to press this button.
That's how...
Oh, this is stupid.
That's how I call it. Angel!
What's this thing doing?
It's just, I don't know why you just don't replace this crap.
He be getting God dang. So upset.
She was like, Marcus, you gotta take the cap off. Man, it should have came off already. This is stupid.
Angel, what these kids are talking in my content. It's too many kids.
No.
I was like, Marcus, but the kids are in all of my content except for one podcast.
And what? That one, just you is mandatory.
Because it is with someone else.
Here's the thing.
What are you talking about?
They're not in Here's the Thing.
Since I've been shooting, Here's the Thing,
However, your content is geared toward what? Mommy influencer. When you on there crafts and cocktails, Amari jumping around in the background, sipping on shit and stuff with y'all.
He would be if it wasn't for the fact that there's a crew of people and I don't want my kids to catch COVID.
Lies. Anyway,
I know you all here. We do have the cleaning people here, and
she don't give a damn. She'll come in here and start wiping our face and the walls off. Wish we would. I feel like Martin on that episode.
Face in the wall.
For real, she don't care. She be like, "Hey, it's a podcast." They don't care. I'm scared to say something. Anyway, this content is the grown folks. I got alcohols. I got drinks. You don't want kids. Granted, that's what happens when you drink it at the house. Anyway, there's kids running around in the background. However.
Yes.
That ain't the vibe I wanted. I wanted to set a tone. I had my vision, and I'm going to see it through.
And I get it, and I understand that, but...
Hating. Boy, heifer's gone heif.
This is not me
you
hating.
You a goddamn heifer.
I'm saying, because he threw it on me so last minute, there wasn't a way for me to be able to really try to get the kids to a place. Like, had I known... I would have And this is what's so funny. Before he started, I said, "Hey, you want to just go to Kev On Stage Studios and record this?"
This is after I set everything up, though. And I'm just like, I will choke you out.
He was like, nah.
I done hung all this stuff up.
He's like, nah, I'm shooting here.
I done set up cameras. I done set up lights. And then she going to come in. So why don't you go to the studios?
Because I was like, your space to yourself. He's like, nah.
She could have suggested that literally an hour earlier.
Something in my spirit made me realize he think these kids is gonna be quiet.
And then what I end up doing after the second episode,
he's like, "God dang it, Angel! They slamming toys. You can hear them talking." And I was like, "It's fine. We'll put music on it. They gonna hear it, Angel." I'm like, "But
she's talking in the background." In one, you can hear in the opening, you can hear Angel talking in the background of the goddamn opening every episode.
Sorry, I didn't know that. I didn't think so. I was in the room.
Because you a heifer. Can we get to the meat and potatoes? How far are we in? We got another ad to these wonderful
yes,
people.
Yes, let's talk about our next sponsor.
Angel just make me a villain, boy.
No, I care
you
for
read
you.
You Care Of.
That's why I you love to... Care
yeah,
Of.
Yeah, you should.
Oh my goodness. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. Now, what's really dope is that you get to take this online quiz when you're doing Care Of. It asks you things about your diet, your lifestyle, your health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals. Okay. It's a holistic online quiz. So it's kind of like getting a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist, but you don't have to leave your house to make this happen. So what's great is that the product that you get is tailored specifically to your personal and unique health needs. Also, what's great is we're in the wintertime. As y'all just heard, Marcus has a cold. There's so many things that happens with the winter. You get dry. Okay, he doesn't have a cold. You get dry skin. Okay. you're inside more because it's colder outside. It gets darker sooner. So you need vitamins that are going to help you take care of your physical health while you take some extra time to focus on your well-being, right? So, and also their quality. I don't know how I could forget to mention that. These are quality, quality products. They're formulated with good-for-you clean ingredients that are backed by science. And what's also great is that they're super transparent about the research and sourcing behind each of their products. So, I personally got a little Care-On set, and it was cute. It's because it had my name on it to let me know, like, these are for you. Like, meaning the actual packets. It was like, hello, Angel. To let me know, this is something that because you wanted to deal with, you know, hair loss, you wanted to deal with any type of dry skin I was dealing with, this is what we decided to help you with. Okay, so it makes you feel like you're not getting, you know, you could go to the grocery store and buy some vitamins, but you know, you just getting what everybody else got. They didn't formulate nothing for you. It's like women's vitamins. So every woman's the same? No. Some women have other issues and some women don't. So you want something that is tailored to your well-being. Chill, guys. This is what we would like for you to do. For 50% off of your care of your first, excuse me, care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter the code ARGUE50.
ARGUE50.
Again, for 50% off, and I mean 50% off. Now, you know, now listen, we've done a lot of ads for different people. You don't come by 50% off ads.
I thought you misspoke.
No.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
50% off. We want you to go to takecareof.com and get 50% off your first order by entering the code ARGUE50.
ARGUE50.
We thank Care Of for sponsoring this podcast. Yes, yes. Okay, so what were we saying before you became a jerk? Oh, Marcus. Marcus, yes. Yeah, so I am proud of you, though. And
thank you.
I am very proud of you, and I can't wait. I asked him if he would let me produce a couple of his episodes.
Very condescendingly, she's... So,
I did not do it. Don't you sit here and lie to these people.
Your little...
I did not say it.
Nah, it was implied in the tone.
No, it wasn't. I was like, I understand you want to do this on your own your first couple of times, and that is great, so that you can get a feel, and you're getting a feel for what you want the show to look like.
But then what'd you say?
And I said, I would love it if you would let me produce some of your episodes.
It was more so of a... Babe, you need help and you don't realize it.
No, that is not what I
That's how I took it. I didn't care. I was like, all right, I'm good with that. I know I don't know what I'm doing.
No, that is not how I meant it. I apologize if that is how it came off. That's not
it
how
did, it did, but I did not care. I was like, yes.
This is
produce.
What, this is what I want to be able to give you, which I wasn't able to get from you. And not this is not shade. A lot of these mom influencers, their stuff be looking good because their husbands had the time to learn how to work cameras a certain way, how to shoot and edit. That wasn't the case with my husband because his job and the stress of his job and the amount of children we had did not afford him the time to learn any of the technology we use better than me. Or even, for the most part, even close to me because it's just, this is new for him.
Or to use it.
So he hasn't been able to have that like me. Like a lot of he hasn't been able to do what a lot of other of these mommy influencers have been able to do, right? So when I look at their stuff and I'm like, God dang, how are they taking these gorgeous pictures? It's their husbands behind the camera. It's not their, you know, 11-year-old son like myself. So for the same, I want to offer you what I wish I could have had, which is you have a wife that actually has a wealth of knowledge. And because I now know what you want, I know how we can get it done efficiently for you. And it looked the way you want it to look. Not how I want it to look, but how you want it to look.
Yeah.
So, that's all.
You gonna let me... That's all right.
What?
I was gonna say, I don't know. You gonna let me fix... The way this podcast looks?
As long as it does not interfere with when I'm...
I already explained to you what I was going to do.
No, you didn't. You just said it's not going to even be in the way. You ain't even going... That's all you said. And I was like...
That's explaining.
No. No, even though I think I did come across... even though...
Not say nothing.
I think I did come across something... that it's like a, it just pops out. Like, this is what a lot of actors are using now so they can look like they're on a solid wall.
Custom made. I'm doing all custom made. No, we're not buying off the shelf. Look, we're just gonna.
Oh my goodness. I can't. It's, Denora has a blue one. It's like that color blue. Mm-hmm. And it's good. It absorbs the light. So it looks nice and flat. I'll show it to you and see if you like it. Right. But we both could fit on there and it would just be behind us.
We're going to have a studio at the next house, so it's all good.
Right.
Anyway, are we actually going to do the topic or are we just going to kick it and talk about this product?
No. We're about to jump into the topic now, but I knew the topic wouldn't...
Products and production.
The topic wouldn't hold us for a whole hour. So, know that I know what I'm doing when I'm producing. And that's what I'm doing. All right. Topic for today.
Shut up.
Topic for today. Is
you know my last name?
Yes. don't you make me throw your baby on the floor? Is guilty pleasures? I thought it would be fun to have a conversation with the family, especially those of us who are watching live, and to have the conversation with you and let people in a little bit before we close out 2020. What some of your guilty pleasures are? What are things that you do that you probably shouldn't? Or you could be doing something better with your time. But you do it anyway because it gives you some pleasure.
So much. So much.
What is a guilty pleasure?
One of my guilty pleasures is road rage revenge.
Oh, that is.
Who don't enjoy a good revenge on the road? Somebody cut you off or do something stupid. Me, I'm a little aggressive about mine to where I cut them back off and I'll hit them brakes real hard.
It makes me so mad.
Hey, read these license plates.
When you gonna grow out of that? When you gonna grow up?
When people start driving better.
No. You got 4 kids and a wife. When you gonna grow out of that?
It's slowly leaving.
Is it?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better.
Okay.
Because, you know, I would forget where I'm going. They'd be like, oh, I'm going to follow you until I can get you back all the way.
Yes, it is. And it is terrible. It's terrible.
You know, you driving along and somebody just do something real disrespectful.
And just, like...
or even when you merge and you know, you hit your blinker. And you sway, you slowly merging over, and you can see the person behind you speeding up just to keep you from getting over. What do? Jerk the truck over as hard as I can just to cut them off. Like, why are you being that much of a jerk? That's not necessary.
I just wish you didn't do it. I just, in my heart of hearts, I just wish you were just like, whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
I do it a lot now, but some people, sometimes it's just like, that was so unnecessary. Why'd you do that? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get it. People trying to make last minute moves. I'm like, whatever. But especially if you're one of them people that, like, you've been reckless around me for a mile or two. And I'm just like, no, you about to get all of these breaks. Mm-hmm. You about to taste every piece of these breaks. That's what you about to do.
My guilty pleasure is watching Jackie Ina videos. Jackie Ina is, a lot of you all know her who are into YouTube. She's a makeup artist. She's a Nigerian American. And I don't think I have any intentions on ever wearing my makeup the way she does. I don't even think Marcus would even like it because she's heavy-handed, even though she's good at what she does.
Hold on. Shantae, stop spreading rumors. I did not say we have a studio at the next house.
Oh, everybody was like, they bought a new... I saw it popping up. They bought a new house? No, we have not bought a new house.
No, we haven't bought a new house.
We talking about, you know, dream talk, future talk. I literally, especially during quarantine, I remember I spent like $200 on makeup at CVS watching her videos because I was just like, yeah, so I need that and I need that. Ain't never... Not once did my makeup anywhere similar to what she's done. At all. But for some reason, it's just... I don't know if it's because she's just hilarious and I love the funny talk, or if it's because she's so knowledgeable. Like, because I just know foundation go on your face. You can put primer on because it'll help the foundation stick. And if your eyebrows are too light, you should draw them in. And if you dark under here, make it lighter.
You just said went to Tank Punches.
Well, Tank Punch doesn't have many videos out.
But he's got skill. He's talent.
He's been booked all the quarantine.
He's phenomenal.
He's booked up.
All right, he's gonna upcharge you. You gotta stay in the books, you know. He mess around and forget you as a client, and then you won't get that discount.
Well, and for those of y'all don't know who he's talking about, Marcus did my makeup at the top of quarantine. He did my makeup and my nails. You all have to see it. He did a really good job on both. He didn't do as good of a job as I did cutting his hair.
Lying again.
Negro, you ain't never had designs that fire.
It looked like somebody cut my hair with kindergarten scissors.
What?
Yeah.
They make scissors that good in kindergarten.
Yeah, they do. The ones with the little protective blade on them.
But yeah, I have been so into her videos. Like, if I see she has a new video, I'm watching. I don't even... And let me tell you how far apart we are as far as in just aesthetic. She likes to use really expensive self-care stuff for her skin. And you know I'd be using half the time body lotion on my face. I'm not about to get all that extra stuff. I'm not.
Damien said Marcus' makeup code is RQ.
If you want a discount at Tank Punch.
Yeah, you want a discount at Tank Punch.
Promo card RQ.
Yeah.
I'm just now realizing the doorbell rung. That might have been the...
labels?
No.
Containers?
I'm about to say, if you don't realize there ain't no goddamn going labels coming to this house.
Hey, if you believe, you will achieve.
Anyway. That YouTube in general has been a guilty pleasure during quarantine. I'll just leave it playing, not paying no attention.
When I was coming home from work, Angel would have YouTube on in our bedroom. And it's always on the same screen. I'm like, are you even playing anything? Or is it just on? I think she just wants to see just YouTube, just on the TV. Like, we can get a poster and just put it up on the wall.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. They're going to send me my plaque. Not for 1,000 subscribers, but for 1,000,000 views of other people's content. What's been another guilty pleasure for you?
Y'all want to know one of my guilty pleasures? This is almost embarrassing. Watching Trump fail.
Oh, you've been enjoying watching the president mess up?
Watching him fail. Mm-hmm. Like, especially these last couple weeks, just watching him squirm. It's been great. I've been enjoying it. Like,
there are a lot of people who get pleasure out of that. I don't.
Well,
I'm not.
He's
saying
been such a villain to everybody for so long. It's like watching a movie. When you finally see the villain get theirs, it's like, yeah. Mm. You know, that's at the climax. That's the best part of the movie.
I'd be feeling bad for some of the villains.
Yeah, yeah. Who?
I don't feel bad for our sitting president. Absolutely not. I just also don't want to think about him at all.
I don't, but I got news. The stuff comes up on my phone because I'm always researching something. So I got the news. You know, they watch your algorithm in your phone. So all these news things always pop up. You know, so just reading the clip, it's just like, and I'm just like, there's another one.
Yeah, no, I definitely, I was into the news during most of quarantine. Then I finally let it go here recently. Yeah. I was like, stop.
Yes, yeah, I got tired of seeing because he kept asking for recounts and he kept losing by more every time. Mm-hmm. That was hilarious. Just a general, just as like somebody beat you with a foot, right? You're like, no, we're going to race again. Let me take my shoes off. And they beat you by even more than the first time. And you just keep losing more by more. But then too stubborn to realize, let me stop asking for
recounts.
Look further into this because it's getting worse.
I know. I'll be thinking, is he mentally not? He mentally can't be well.
He ain't been well since 93.
Yeah, he can't be well. He can't be. Another guilty pleasure, specifically during quarantine, was my afternoon buzz. I would be buzzed at least by 4 o'clock. most days.
She don't have a problem.
I don't. I'm not drinking like that now. But
better help.
No, I was definitely during all the protests when stuff started getting shut down here, and I was juggling these kids. I was just like, you know what I'm gonna do. Speaking of which, let me tell y'all the tea real quick. So y'all know, if y'all follow me on Instagram, y'all know I did...
Why'd you sound so old when you just said that?
What, on Instagram?
If y'all follow me on Instagram...
On IG, I just recently released a really cute ad, a sponsored post for Tropicana. I was so proud of the concept that I came up with. Big Marcus shot it. I was proud of my editing. I was like, girl, you are in your bag on this. Like, what's my name? That Chick Angel. Well.
Yeah, you did.
In usual Karen fashion.
Yeah.
A bunch of...
Karens.
Yes. Decided to complain in general about the concept of the whole Tropicana campaign. It was called a moment, short for mimosa moment, right? Saying that, you know, sometimes parenting gets difficult and you need a moment, meaning you need to escape to your sanctuary, whether that be the bathroom, the closet, the laundry room, and have your little mimosa. And they were they created these little refrigerators inside of hidden things.
Yeah, it looked like a hamper.
Right.
And you pop it open, it's like a little refrigerator. You can get your orange juice and your champagne, and you could store stuff at the top.
Right.
Just for the mothers.
So, apparently, and I had a feeling when they told me what the moment thing. I have heard before in my line of being a mom influencer, moms being like, I don't like this narrative of that the only way to get through motherhood is by drinking. Because that is like an overdone joke, is that, oh, you need to drink to get through motherhood. However,
you know, no, it's not the way to get through motherhood. It's one of the best ways, but.
Right. However, it is true for some of us that like a nice little glass of wine helps take the edge off of the day at the end of the day, especially if your day's been stressful, right? So apparently the overall campaign had been getting some backlash, right? And so they had sent a message, the agency dealing with it had sent a message and just said, if you get any negative comments, we ask that you just don't engage with the people. So I looked at my feed and I was like, my people love it. I said, y'all go check. I have all positive comments. And so they checked and they were like, you're right. Your comments have been great. They were like, you know, but it hadn't been the case for some people. So soon I noticed Karens popping up on my stream. It's different. People who have already been following me, if they have something to say about something I've done and had criticism about it, I take that and I'm like, okay, does it have validity? Is there something that I should be doing? Or does it have validity, but it's only valid for them? I'm cool with how I did it. That's usually how I process it. It's one of the two. Either I should take it and adjust, or I should read it and realize me and this person just don't agree. Now, when it's somebody I ain't never seen before, you can kiss my entire black tail, right? So show enough, I'm noticing, like, they come in one by one. And they don't even call me by name, is how I know I don't know them. Ugh, mama, you should be ashamed. Why are you calling me mama? Like, you ain't my child. And we ain't in no club together. And this is not what we call each other. And it was always their avatar, always white women. It was always a white woman. And I was like, so basically what they were doing is that they were searching the hashtag that was associated with the campaign, clicking on it, and whatever they saw, they were typing. So I was just erasing them left and right, and low key. They made me take it down. They made me take down the whole ad, but I was literally about to look at my contract to find out if I had to take it down. Because I was like, I don't want to be told what to do by some white women that didn't pay me. And that's what I felt like. I felt like these white ladies that had nothing to do with me getting the contract, were not writing the check, were determining that what I worked on so hard had to come down. So I was slow to take my down. I think everybody had already taken their down.
The candle was like, please, take it down, take it down, take it down.
They were texting, calling me, DMing me. Like,
y'all be all right.
I was like...
Angel showed up like Debo. What post?
I did. I felt some type of way. That's probably a guilty pleasure, is me being okay with people not agreeing with me. You see...
Similar to mine, just... Pissing this.
I'm not trying to piss the people off, but don't. I'm okay with you not agreeing with me.
But if they get angry, you enjoy them not agreeing with you even more.
No, I think it's silly when people get angry. I do. I think it's really silly. I'm like, why? I don't enjoy it. I'm like, we grown people. We ain't got to agree. I'm not married to you. No. But yes, it is a guilty pleasure of mine. Because I think people think if they put me under an immense amount of pressure... They think that I'm going to crumble under it. Mm-hmm. And they don't know. I'm strong. And I'll be like, nope. So sorry. Nope. Don't get what you're saying. But let me tell you, one of the things that did help me get through quarantine, and that is not a guilty pleasure. I don't feel guilty at all. It's an innocent, free pleasure. It's drinking a little Usual Wine. Hey! Our third and final sponsor of the podcast. So if you've listened to this, y'all know Usual Wine. We best friends. We go together. That's my boo. Usual Wines is wine for the modern drinker. It is a 6.3-ounce, about like a heavy pour, like a glass and a half of wine. So what's great is that because a single serving, you no longer will have a stale or flat wine ever, because you can drink it in one sitting. This wine comes from the American viticultural area in California, like Napa, Sonoma, and Santa Barbara. It's made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. It's low carb and has 0 grams of sugar, as I already mentioned. Zero is what I said. I zero didn't say grams one. Of sugar, I didn't say two. I didn't say three. I said,
you're looking for sugar?
Zero.
It ain't here.
Not four, but zero. They have... 3 different types of wine. They have the red blend, the rosé, and the sparkling wine. And I know for the summer they had a brut rosé. And honey, it was good. Okay, so what I mean by the no more sugar, just in case you're wondering what that is. In the winemaking process, you ferment the grapes. You know, so Usual Wine picks their grapes in the fall. They pick the best at the optimal ripeness, okay? And when you ferment, the sugar from the grapes leaves and the alcohol comes in. Well, some manufacturers of wine stop the fermentation process early so that you still have some sugar, right, left in there. Usual Wine is like, no, player. We gonna ferment out all of this sugar and let in all the wine so that you get a nice dry wine. Oh, so good. They also, excuse me. Don't use any of the additives. There's over 60 additives that are allowed by law in winemaking. Usual Wine says, no, we're not using no chemicals or sugar additives to enhance the flavors or stability of their wine. They are truly a clean wine brand. So listen, guys, I want you to go check out their website at usualwines.com. Excuse me, that is www.usualwines.com. And use our promo code ARGUE for $8 off your first order and try a glass. Your first glass on us. Again, go to their website at www.usualwines.com and use our discount code ARGUE for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. Thank you, Usual Wines. We love it. So, what is one more? We'll both do one more guilty pleasure before we wrap this up.
You go ahead and start it.
Okay. It's, you know what, it's a two-edged sword. A guilty pleasure of mine is still breastfeeding this child, but it's also not a pleasure at the same time. This is what I mean by that, because I am ready to wean him. There is something about, I'm so ready. There is something sweet, though, about when he is like, let me get up underneath you and nurse and fall asleep and just, or sometimes he'll nurse and touch my face and just be like, oh, mommy, mommy. You know, it's just, he's my last baby. Okay. And I remember when I was, when he was like a baby baby, not as big as he is now, I used to get giddy when we would go sit in the bed and I knew it was nursing time. It was like he was giddy too. Like we were like, this is the best part of the day. Let's go. Turn on my YouTube, watch my Jackie Anna nurse my baby. Oh, it was so great. But it's also not a guilty pleasure because I'm ready for it to be over. I'm ready to not have to like yank my nipple from him. But at the same time, he's not going to... It's just like when we cut his hair. He's going to look 16 as soon as we cut his hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know he is. You're going to be like, and this I'm going to make sure that you cut his hair first, then Kaya's eyes, and then Marcus's. So, yeah, breastfeeding him. It's a bit of a guilty pleasure. I want him to be done with because he can come up and pull. He literally pulls my boob out all by himself.
Yeah. And I said anytime a child can walk up, pull the titty out, that's a problem.
He knows how to lift up my shirt.
That has nothing to do with nourishment to the baby. It's just, no, something needs to change.
And I'll be like, oh, baby, you too old for this. Yeah. You too old for this. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's nothing wrong with nursing your child until two, but I don't want to at all. I don't. But I will miss it. I'll miss the good parts of it, even though I'm ready for all the other parts to be over with. Okay, what's your guilty pleasure?
You realize why I'm so exhausted. I only had like 4 hours of sleep.
Go ahead.
Guilty pleasure for me, y'all. I don't do a lot of sweets. Never really do sweets, but the sweets I do eat, I enjoy. One of those guilty pleasures for me is the second bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. First bowl is good, but that second bowl, that's a guilty pleasure. That and cheese Danish, not at the same time. I know it sounds weird, but I was telling Angel, I was like, you know what? That second bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch is life. You know, after it's done already marinated, and then you got that cinnamon, I use almond milk, but that cinnamon almond milk left over, absolutely.
Is it everything?
And a cheese Danish. You got to put it in the microwave for 8 seconds, though. Oh, what you talking?
He's a glutton.
What you talking? I don't really do a lot of sweets, but certain sweets.
Yeah, you haven't been eating many of these cookies like you usually do.
I'm about to go ham. I just didn't know which ones I could eat. Usually Angel makes these goddamn cookies, and I will eat myself into a form, like, damn near diabetic state. Like, I'll have a headache. I'll be sick. I don't care. I just keep eating them. But every year she gets mad at me. Those ain't for you. Those ain't for you. I don't know whose cookies is who. So, yeah, you made that statement. Your funeral.
We gotta take them over to the fridge.
No, too house. Late.
Boy.
I'm eating them. You better hope they make it.
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe we only have one more podcast before That's the end crazy. Of the year? We only got one more, y'all.
I can't believe it.
And you all, let us know if you have a specific thing you want us to talk about. I think we're going to try to come up with something good. I know we're going to come up with something good. But if you all have a recommendation, please let us know. I am just so happy for the road and the ride that we took in 2020 with this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of us. We're only going to get better.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we are producing this. No one else is.
We doing this.
We.
Ain't nobody back here. You see my hand? We looking at a wall behind y'all.
Yes.
And a ring light.
A wall and a ring light.
That's it. With some goddamn epileptic wallpaper on it.
You said my wallpaper's epileptic.
It can give you an epileptic seizure if you
it's
look at it wrong.
It's not even wallpaper. It's fabric.
Whatever it is. It's fabric. You got this Beetlejuice fabric. On the back wall. That's what we're looking at. Ain't nobody back here helping us. This is all her.
They've seen it before. That used to be the way the camera was facing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure... excuse me. Make sure you guys check out Manshit. M-A-N-S-H-Y-T.
Go to manshit.com.
And get yourself some beard and body butter. Coming in January will be Queen Shit Body Butter for Women with a scent. Also, make sure if you haven't already, get your Kev On Stage Studios app for the low, low of $5.99 a month. Hopefully, you all have been enjoying the sketches we've been putting out to promote the app. I have thoroughly enjoyed them. Like I did, like I wasn't actually in them laughing at these goddamn on sketches. They're yeah, so
they're
stupid.
They're hilarious.
And be on the lookout tomorrow. So you, if you're not watching this live, so Wednesday is when this goes up. So on Thursday, check out my new show, Crafts and Cocktails. Let me know what you think. I hope you guys like it. I wanted to get a lot of views. Make sure y'all watch it. Send other people to watch it because that's how I'm going to get advertisers for it. So let's get this first episode to like 70,000 views. Let's do that. Send your mama and your daddy and your sister over there. All right, again, a special thank you to BetterHelp, Care Of, and Usual Wines for sponsoring this episode. Merry Christmas to all our listeners, especially our Patreon, our Angel Wings, our Tanks Riders.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all of that jazz.
And if we ain't got nothing else to say, we're going to let y'all go.
Yeah.
Y'all be blessed, all right?
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye. Bye.